Sister Frandrika West, thank you, woman of God, for your miracle seed of $50. Favor and grace shall be thy portion. And you're going to see success. Something that I see you possibly doing around, I don't know if this is her volunteer or humanitarian or something with working with people. For many people will come to you for counsel and wisdom, saith the Lord. For the Lord says you're going to see progress in this season. And you're going to begin to see that the Lord says as you move in the midst of the process, that will be the thing that will be preparing thee, because God says you're going to possess much. You're going to possess much. And you're going to see that for the next 18 months, then my glory shall be upon thee, and I will move in your life in an unusual way. For the Lord says, in all that you're doing in this season, use wisdom. Don't be rigid. Don't be stubborn. Compromise is going to be able to bring peace, harmony, but also financial blessings. And the Lord will say unto thee that my grace is sufficient for thee. For I'm raising thee up into a new level. I'm raising thee up into a new dimension. Oh, you're going to master some things, saith the Lord. And God says, I'm going to place you in a group of people that will honor the gift that I have placed inside of thee. And the Lord says that it seems like you're going to be, you're going to find yourself bringing healing to others as God is also healing you. You're going to be nurturing someone and touching their life. For you will be a mentor to many, and you will see that the next 18 months shall be a time of a strong awakening, strong development, strong spiritual maturity, and you will see that I will touch the deeper parts of you. For this is the hour where deep calleth unto deep, and I'm going to cause you to experience me like you've never known me before, and I will take you into deeper realms in me. I will take you into new heights in me, and my glory shall surely be upon thee. All the troubles have ceased. Now, Father says, prepare, because I'm moving in your life in an unusual way. For the Lord says, you will be my peacemaker, and you will see that I will use you from a new degree and a new dimension. For my love shall be made known unto thee. Get ready, because you're stepping into greener pastures, saith the Lord of hosts.
God bless you, Sister Frandrika. I just hear God saying this is the time that he's turning things around for you. I see a lot of changes taking place around you. I see or hear music. I don't know if you are in music or someone close to you is doing something with music. But I see God really touching the things that you desire for him to touch and bringing forth a lot of changes. And it shall be for your benefit. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Frederica. I hear the word of the Lord saying that increase is at hand. God is saying for you not to get discouraged in this season. God is saying for you to release those things in the past and leave them there. And God is saying that there is a newness all around you and for you to move forward with him and in him. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Frederica. I just heard the word of the Lord say to you today, promotion. God said he has heard your prayers, he has heard your cries, he has watched your struggles and carried you at times. God says to rest assured, promotion is yours, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Frandrika. I hear the word of the Lord saying, write it down and make it plain in this season. For Father God says you're going to walk it out. And woman of God, Father God says you're in the season of the stretch. Father God says this is the season of expansion and recognition. God says let go and let God, because Father God says all things are coming together for your good. New self-expression and new creativity. Father God says let it flow through your writings, that the Lord, woman of God.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord, and I want to thank you once again for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that you are setting yourself up for a breakthrough, and you're opening up doors of opportunities. Your commitment, your obedience is going to be the thing that's going to cause you to prosper. The Lord says, I'm bringing you into an area where you're going to have more control in your life. For the Lord says, he's touching your lifestyle, he's touching your home, he's touching your family and relationships, but also your work life. And you're going to see that your hard work and your perseverance is going to pay off in a big way, because God said, I send forth increase even in your bank account. Do not worry about things that are out of your control. Let go and let God. Yeah, you're going to begin to find that you're going to come into a season of a deeper understanding of every situation that you've gone through. And you're going to take those great pains and you're going to begin to get great lessons out of what you've gone through. For the Lord says, you're going to discover some great hidden talents that God has placed inside of thee. Yes, there is an artist in you. Yes, there's such creativity inside of thee. Yes, and God will raise it to the next level. And you're going to see that the Lord says that you're going to shine in all that you do, even concerning career matters. And you're going to begin to see that you're going to begin to make a name for yourself. And God says, prepare, because a healthy raise, a big raise, or a promotion is on the way. You might even receive some kind of a bonus or reward for your dedication to your duty. For the Lord says, if you're thinking of changing or making a change to your job, for the Lord says, this is a season for you to begin to send out the resumes. For the Lord says, I'm going to bless thee, and I'm going to increase thee. For the Spirit further says, power, power, power shall be your portion, and power shall bring new blessings and new opportunities. Seems like family and your home environment has been on your mind, but the Lord says there's a move of the Spirit, the tithe is turning, and a fresh wind shall blow into your household. The Lord says, get rid of old patterns that no longer serve you. Let them go and move forward. For the Lord says that he's lifting thee up and he's going to move you into a new direction. For the Lord says that you shall not fear, but you shall move into great faith. And you're going to step out of your current situation into a new phase in your life. And you're going to receive some real favorable opportunities. The Lord says, begin to clear up issues and situations that have held you back and kept you stuck in the past. Do not limit yourself, because you're going to see expansion, favor, and recognition. And I will move even into your career area, and you will touch many, many, many people as you delve deep into the Spirit. Now, I want you to begin to move in faith and get a miracle seed in the ground of 55:11, according to Isaiah 55. Get your seed in the ground by calling the ministry or going directly to the website. God bless you. Peace and many blessings.